The week ahead, enterprise AI risk, the Sheen market test, and Iran's next move. S&P futures opened Monday at 7,816, up roughly 11 points, a modest positive that suggests markets are absorbing the geopolitical headlines with relative equanimity, at least in the overnight session. The $40 trillion debt crossing did not produce a sharp reaction in overnight trading, consistent with the silent default framing. The concern is structural and slow-moving rather than acute. The Sheen IPO later this week will serve as the most closely watched capital markets event of the quarter. At $25 billion, it would represent the largest Hong Kong IPO of 2026 by a significant margin, and it functions as a real-time read on whether international institutional investors view Chinese-origin consumer technology companies favorably under current geopolitical conditions. The outcome will carry implications beyond Shine for how other Chinese-founded companies plan their own public offerings. The ChatGPT unencrypted storage disclosure will generate measurable enterprise response this week. Corporate IT departments in regulated industries, healthcare, finance, legal, face a genuine governance question about what employees have stored through Mac-based ChatGPT applications and whether that data creates compliance or security exposure. OpenAI's IPO delay, meanwhile, opens a window for Anthropic and Google DeepMind to accelerate enterprise partnerships. Procurement cycles are long, and a company in the middle of an executive exodus with an uncertain public timeline is a harder sell to a chief information officer needing to justify a multi-year commitment to a board. On the geopolitical front, the Erbil strike is likely to produce formal responses from both the Kurdistan Regional Government and the Baghdad government through the week. The Kushner-Netanyahu track on Gaza will be closely monitored for whether any concrete framework document or renewed ceasefire timeline emerges from the weekend meeting. An Iranian activity across the region, whether the Houthi targeting lists translate into actual strikes or remain unused as coercive signals, will be the single most consequential variable to track in the days ahead.